On this episode, we share our pros and cons of staying at a value resort. This is episode 250 of the Main Street Magic Podcast. Hello and welcome to another episode of Main Street Magic. I am your host, Jeremy Stein, and I'm joined by my lovely wife, Rhonda.
Hey, guys.
Make sure you check us out on the web at mainstmagic.com, like us on Facebook, and follow us on Twitter at mainstmagic. If you've not done so already, head out to Facebook and search for the Capture the Magic community and ask to join. Don't forget to listen to the Capture the Magic podcast with Jared and Jamie Lee at ctmpodcast.com. They release new shows currently on Mondays and Fridays, and then on that same feed, Jamie has Trip Tales twice a month. Then Jared and I release a new Diz Dudes episode every Wednesday, so go out and search for the Diz Dudes and subscribe. And here at Main Street Magic, we currently have new shows on Tuesdays and Thursdays, so the Capture the Magic Network has you covered all week long. If you're getting ready to plan your next Disney World, Disneyland, or Disney Cruise Line vacation, you want to reach out to Melissa Pilgrim with Ears of Experience. You can reach Melissa at M-P-I-L-G-R-I-M at themouseexperts.com. Not only will she make sure you get the absolute best rate and price on your vacation, but she's going to answer any questions you may have as well. And all of this is at no additional charge to you. If you want even more content, including Diz Dudes Live, in-park and resort live streams, CTM at the movies, 20% off all CTM network merchandise, and so much more is yet to come, check out Club 32 at ctmvip.com. And finally, if you want the absolute best in theme park-inspired coffees, teas, and merchandise, head out to expeditionroasters.com, and at checkout, you can use code CTM15 to save 15% off your entire order. So today is a new series that we're going to start called Pros and Cons, where we're going to take some different areas, revolved around Disney. Today's going to be value resorts. We'll do moderates. We'll do deluxes. We'll work, probably through the parks. And then we'll just share kind of the good and the bad of each of those things.
Okay. Sounds good.
So we're starting with value resorts today. Of course, this will be all three of the all-star resorts, Art of Animation, as well as Pop Century. And we're going to do this as a whole, but then we can touch base a little bit on some of the differences, because honestly, for some of them, it might be a pro or a con, and then it's different for one of the other resorts that fall within the value. But and as we like to do, we're going to start with the cons because we want to end on a positive note with the pros.
Yes.
So first up, with the value resorts is that these are large and busy resorts.
Yes. Yes. A lot of times groups, large groups.
Yes. Yep.
Like, who are they? The cheerleading.
Cheerleading, yeah. Pop Warner, the football, yep. The Brazilian tour groups a lot of times, we'll stay here because, one, it's large, yep. the resorts, and two, because of the cost. So I think you find these are just, they always feel like they're at capacity.
Yes.
Very, very busy. And that kind of will just lead to another one that we have, which is the buses.
Yeah.
Now, for the All-Stars, depending on time of day, it's usually midday, all three All-Stars will often share one bus.
Right.
So, depending on where you're staying, that bus could be pretty full by the time it gets to you.
Right.
And then just in general, you have all of these people that are going. From what I find, the usage of buses at values, to me, I feel like people use them so much more than they do when you get to moderate or deluxe, especially deluxe.
I agree.
I feel like a lot of the deluxe usually have on-site car rentals or have, brought their own car. They drove in. They take advantage of Lyft or Uber or minivans and things like that.
Right.
And then, when you look at, part of this will be on our pros, but when you go over to Pop and Art of Animation and you go to the Skyliner, they have now limited buses for Epcot and Hollywood Studios.
Right.
Majorly.
Right.
So as much as the Skyliner is going to end up as a pro, it's a big con if you're not one who wants to ride it. Right.
Right?
And then you're stuck at possibly one bus an hour is what they're stating.
Oh, okay.
So, that definitely is kind of a con.
The pro on the side is you still can look, though, at the bus schedule, correct, and see when it is supposed to be leaving when you're in your room, this is just the one you will not want to miss.
Yes. No, for sure. You definitely don't want to unless you're okay hopping on the Skyliner. But yeah, using my Disney Experience app to see the bus times, I think comes in very useful here. And, you know, when you look at Pop Century, which is the largest resort on property, as in it has the most rooms in one bus stop, I mean, we've seen it there where Pop Century can really get loaded. I mean, you're talking in the morning.
Yep.
Those are the times that either you really want to be early or you might consider a morning Lyft, Uber, or minivan.
Right.
Because they're going to be slammed.
And it's depending on also what you have planned.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you could do a morning one and then just catch the bus on the way home.
Yeah. Yeah, that would probably be the best bet, I think. When we look at, you know, the pools and stuff are fine there, but what are all value resorts missing as far as their pools go?
The slide.
Yes, they are. Do you like to have a slide with your pool?
I do. I've enjoyed it multiple times anytime we have gone and to a moderate or deluxe, and I've ridden it with the girls, and it's just fun.
Yeah.
So no matter how old you are, it's fun, and no matter how old you are, you can ride it. You can put a baby on it with a
life preserver.
Life preserver. Well,
yeah, but serious. Not like a baby though. I wouldn't recommend people just go sliding babies down the slide all the time. Like, it's okay, he can bob at the bottom,
but
he'll
I'm
pop
just
back up.
Saying, they don't. If your baby's not afraid,
well, there is at least a height restriction. As long as they can float, as long as they're
there, maybe on some of the deluxe and some of the other ones, like when you go up to Stormalong Bay.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I think there was one there, but
how scared would a baby be going down that slide? It's all dark and it's like enclosed. I'm a grown man and it frightens me a little bit. You have a little little baby just flying down the slides.
Yeah, but anyways, I mean, like, for example, our favorite Coronado, there's nothing.
Yeah, no, so. That is true. And I mean, and with that being said, not to get on a slide tangent, but you can't wait. It's not like you can wait as an adult at the bottom going, hey, I'm going to catch my kid when he comes off. You know, like,
right.
I mean, that's against rules. Lifeguards will blow the whistle at you. So, yeah.
But you can stand back in the designated area,
yes.
I guess.
But they have to be able to swim to you.
Right.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Babies usually aren't that great at swimming. They don't have the, I mean, especially if they can't even hold their head up.
If you.
little floppy baby head.
And if you do think, oh, well, I'll just have my baby with me and
yeah, no lap riding or anything like that. But yeah, but they are, you know, they're missing the slides. And to be honest, you know, I think outside of the big blue pool at Art of Animation, the other pools, I mean, Pop and the All Stars, they're very, very standard. You know, I mean, they do have a little bit of theming and they'll have some areas where like a little fountain shoots. But other than that, they're very standard. You're not getting
they
these,
do have your kid play areas, little baby
little splash areas.
Pools.
Yep. So, you know, but I think not having that kind of stinks. What is another con, Rhonda, that is missing at all value resorts?
There's no table service.
Yeah.
Which sometimes you just want to go and sit down and order your food and not be at a quick service.
Yeah, I agree. You know, I think that's one of the things where, you know, having some of the wonderful restaurants that are at the moderates and deluxes that are table service, it's always nice to have that option.
Yeah.
You know, especially when you're doing maybe a longer trip and you have a non-park day.
Right.
And you kind of just want to hang around the resort.
Yep.
Now, if you are at Pop Century or Art, and you're cool with the Skyliner, you do have quick access to table service at Sebastian's,
right.
Topolinas Terrace, over at Riviera, you know, Bar Riva, even Banana Cabana. You do have some areas that I think we've said almost gives them like a table service.
Right.
Because it's so quick getting over there through the Skyliner.
Yeah.
Other than, again, now Pop Century and Art of Animation don't necessarily fall under this con, but one of the cons for the All-Stars is location. You know, these are far out. These are considered Animal Kingdom resorts.
Right.
Getting to Animal Kingdom, they're some of the best, second only to Animal Kingdom Lodge.
Right.
I mean, they're literally right around that corner. When you come out of the All-Stars, you take that left, and you're there.
Yep.
But for the other parks, there's definitely some distance, and, you know, that's one of the things that people often, you know, Animal Kingdom Lodge, of course, is a deluxe, but that's people's fear a lot of times with Animal Kingdom Lodge is, well, I hear it's so far away. It's, you know, and these fall under that same thing if you're at the All-Stars.
Right.
So just, you know, something to think about there. And then kind of finally, the last con that I put on here, and I think maybe we'll use these with each one, is that these aren't every Disney property is wonderful for everyone. But if you were maybe looking at having a romantic couples, no kids weekend getaway, these may not, because of all these cons, these may not fall under a good resort category for couples, romantic getaway, thing like that. You know, if you're, so just something to think about. Again, we love the values. I mean, mm-hmm. and here's some of the reasons why. What is one of the reasons we love the value resorts?
Pricing is the number one.
Yep.
Usually.
And what do I always say about pricing as far as value goes?
That this is a value compared to cross Disney property, not a value to off property or to your Holiday Inn Express or anything like that. Cross property.
Yeah. It is.
Disney property.
And it truly is a value. I know that now we're seeing, you know, these busy weekends. I mean, shoot, we're seeing All-Star movies for President's Day weekend at over 200 a night, which I understand does not seem like a value, but it is when you compare it to moderate and deluxe categories.
Right.
You know, and there are still times, I've just looked out sometimes at random, you know, days and all, and there's still prices in the low 100s.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, you know, because that's gonna take us almost into the refurbs that are going on. At Movies is completely done. Pop Century's done. They're working through Music. You know, by the time these refurbs are done, I think, you know, the price and the value definitely increases.
Yeah,
because you're paying for a great room.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean,
you really, really are. So as much as I dislike the Murphy beds, but I mean, the rooms are great.
Right.
You know, and they're small, but they've done a wonderful, wonderful job with these refurbs. And
I agree.
I can tell you now, you know, as us who look off property often, look at Priceline deals, the thing you find so often with the off properties that we always say to watch out for is, you know, parking, which Disney does charge, so always work that in if you're bringing a car, but resort fees.
Right.
You know, and so all of a sudden you look at even, you might look at your off property at $100 a night and you think, boy, that's a steal. But then they add a $30 resort fee and $20 for parking. So you're now at $150 plus tax, you're at $175.
Yep.
Your Disney room at $120 a night or $130 a night is going to be around that same price when all is said and done.
Mm-hmm.
So why, yeah, to me, on property just totally beats being off property to try and save a few bucks, which you might not even really save.
Right.
You know, so I do think that price, I think the refurbs are well done. Honestly, I think some people would put this under cons, but I think it's a pro is the theming.
Oh, I agree. Yeah.
I mean, it's
especially
Disney.
Especially now with the refurb, because once they refurb them and everything, they're very nice and clean inside and very, very almost just normal hotel like.
Mm-hmm.
Because then I feel like once you then go outside, you're like, oh, yeah, I am at Disney.
Yeah.
Because of the extra large, what do you call it? Theming.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's Disney.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, for me, I'm thinking, like, if it's your first family trip to Disney, as wonderful as the moderates and deluxes are, I could see you showing up and being like, well, this doesn't feel very Disney. You know, I'm in the Caribbean, which is cool, or I'm in the Polynesian, which is awesome. And while their theming is so well done to what they are, like the Caribbean or Polynesian or whatever, it's not always as themed to Disney. Like, like to me, I think, you know, if it was your first trip ever to Disney with your family and you had young kids and you walk into All-Star Movies and you're staying, just say, in the Toy Story section, and you walk in there and see these giant, larger-than-life, you know, Buzz and Woody and the RC racer is there that people always get their picture taken in, I think it's done really, really well.
Yeah.
You know? So
kids did that, and it was it was neat. And it's just when they're really young kids like that, they're just all like, ooh, and on. They love it.
Yeah.
So
and I mean, Art of Animation is so wonderfully themed.
Yeah.
I mean, I
like that one, too, a lot.
I would venture to say and not even really a Cars fan, the Cars area of Art of Animation is one of the best themed areas on property.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, it's wonderful. We don't have a Cars Land like they do out west, but right. that's as close as you're kind of going to get. And it's
right.
it's amazingly done. So I actually love the theming at these. Skyliner, you know, when you come into Pop Century and Art of Animation,
mm-hmm.
if you're cool with the Skyliner and riding on it, this is one of the biggest pros, I think, now at any resort.
I agree.
Don't you agree? I mean, do you think this is better than monorail? Boat, like, where do you even rank the Skyliner now on modes of transportation? You know, when a boat is so good for a Wilderness Lodge and Contemporary yeah. and those, and you've got the monorail resorts, even, you know, Epcot, what do you think of the Skyliner and where it ranks? Is this a huge pro?
I think so. Yeah. I mean, because I don't mind riding it when it's not crazy windy out.
Yeah. No, this is true.
So it's just one of those, and thank God that Florida doesn't have like crazy winds and stuff a lot of the right. times. Even with the riding in the rain is really neat. I think
yeah.
it was cool. It wasn't too bad.
Yeah.
So yeah, I would say for sure is a very large pro because you can go to Hollywood Studios, to Epcot, and I know you can go between the resorts mm-hmm. as well if you want to stop there. But I think it's a great pro and it really brings these value resorts to something higher almost.
Yeah, I think it does. I think this is, and we've seen a little bit already some price increase on a Pop, on an Art of Animation.
Right.
Because I do think that they understand how valuable of an asset this is. Mm-hmm. I mean, I remember... You have a wonderful, wonderful lay of the land at Disney. And for as many times as we've been, I could still get lost. You would not.
Yeah.
But I remember the Skyliner going in and going to like Pop Century and Art and going, oh my God, I had no idea how close these were. Like to Caribbean and to Epcot. And to, you know what I mean? Because of where their entries are, especially Pop, is right. a complete around the other side.
Right.
So when you're leaving or you're going on a bus, it's so much further because you're going all the way around. And now the right. Skyliner is like a direct shot.
Right.
It's quick. I mean, I put it above the monorails easily. It's inventive. It's new. It's quick. It's comfortable. The constant loading.
Yeah.
You know, monorail, you are waiting. You're waiting for that next monorail to come. Here, you are loading constantly anywhere from 4 to 10 people at a time
mm-hmm.
every 5 to 10 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
So it moves so, so quickly. I absolutely love the Skyliner. I hope that this is going to expand. You know, there have been rumors of expansions already, like out to an Animal Kingdom Lodge area or something. I mean, if this went to the All-Stars, that's huge.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
I will be very curious, though, on riding in September, August.
Yeah.
July.
Yeah.
Just because of how hot it yeah. was, and it wasn't open last year at that time.
Right. And even when we rode in September, which can be very hot, it wasn't horrible the times that we
it
rode
was
it
not.
In September.
So that's where I'm just very curious and excited.
Yes. Yeah.
Because I think it will be fine. I think a lot of people put a lot of cons on it, which is sad.
Yeah.
But I feel like there's a lot of pros to it.
But here's the thing, and not to do a whole episode on the Skyliner, is most of the people that I hear saying they don't like the Skyliner haven't ridden it yet.
Right.
And they're basing it on what they think their experience will be. And
right.
heck, you know, go back to, again, Christina, you know, our good friend from New York and her family, she was totally against riding it. Did yeah. not want to ride it at all. Got on, really, really enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm.
Now Kat, another friend,
mm-hmm.
didn't want to ride. She rode and probably doesn't want to ride again, but she's forming her own opinion. It's not
right.
It's not one of those standing at the ground going, nope, not gonna ride that thing, it's dumb, all right, see you later. Like I like that, you know. And look, if you're afraid of heights, then I totally get that. You don't want to step on it. I totally get
right.
that
right.
But I think, yeah, for the people that automatically just go, well, it breaks down all the time, it's hot, it's crowded, it's, well, get on it and then see if you still think
right.
some of those things. So
right.
maybe you will, but I don't think you will. As much as there is a lack of table service dining, because there mm-hmm. is none, I actually think the food courts can be really, really good because of the variety and options.
Yes. And I feel like they probably think they have to.
Yeah.
Which is good, though, because they kind of do.
Yeah.
Or not really, because I guess they could outsource you and have you go somewhere else, which brings more money other places. But right. You're right. I think the dining is really good, and I've always enjoyed it.
Yeah, and the variety is what I love. You know, especially if you're at Pop or you're at Art, and you can hop back and forth between those two, you're definitely going to find something for everybody in your family, regardless of if all they ever want to eat is chicken tenders and fries, or if they love something a little different, like the options at Landscape of Flavors.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it has wonderful, wonderful options.
Right.
And even the food courts at All Stars, I think, just have something for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
So that part is very good. And because of that, you know, as much as these may be a con for a couple going on a romantic getaway, absolute pro for families.
Oh, absolutely.
You know,
absolutely.
I mean, this, I think, especially, you know, well, and we'll talk some about the suites, right?
Yeah.
You have options for the suites for larger families over mm-hmm. at Art of Animation, mm-hmm. and you have the ones at Music. They mm-hmm. have family suites there as well. And so I think not only are these just good for your family of four, but as you expand, these are affordable compared to anything else. You know, you're talking about getting the new refurbed Music suites at All Star for, I was seeing prices, you know, of $250 to $300 a night. It will sleep like six or seven, I think, maybe up to six. Same thing with the Art of Animation suites. Now, those might run more somewhere between $300 and $400, but
you get two bathrooms.
Yeah.
I think that's huge.
It is.
Because of just everything, really. But, you know, the couple people are trying to get ready or, you know, and now, depending on the moderates and deluxes, the bathroom situation, if somebody's showering, the bathroom's completely taken up. You can't. And then, like, the suites at Art of Animation, they have the one bathroom where it's a shower, and Kaylin can be in the shower, and I can be in the sink and brushing my teeth mm-hmm. and putting my makeup on and whatever. Whereas then there's another bathroom. Now, the other bathroom is the full thing where then if you were in the bathroom, then nobody could go in,
right?
But still, that's three people that can be getting ready at the same time.
I think it's huge. I mean, those family suites, if you can get one, I mean, you have a one bedroom with two bath, it'll sleep six,
right?
You've got a living area, you have a dining area, you have a half kind of kitchen with, you know, the microwave, a larger fridge, right. Sink. I mean, these things are absolutely perfect. And it's so different, you know, when you've got two parents, and just say you've got, you know, a 3-year-old and a 5-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
Space isn't always as important.
Right.
When you start to have a 12-year-old and an almost 10-year-old, mm-hmm. and space really becomes important. And as much as we love many of the studio rooms across property, they are getting smaller and smaller for
our
family.
They really are. It's funny.
And your point about the bathrooms is huge.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you don't have some of that separation, it can be a long morning. Because
mm-hmm.
you're just rotating people through, you know? Yep. And so I absolutely love the suites. And again, when we talk about cost, they are of value to anything else. Because you go look at a one bedroom at, well, shoot, you're not going to get anything this large until you really jump to deluxe.
Right.
You know, I mean, there are some options like at Coronado for deluxe suites and one bedrooms and presidentials, but they are very, very costly.
Right.
They're not made for the average family.
Right.
So you're talking about jumping all the way up to deluxes mm-hmm. to get those types of things. And if you wanted to compare, just say, a one bedroom at Boardwalk.
Right.
To a one bedroom at Art.
Mm-hmm.
Two, three times the cost, probably.
Right.
So mm-hmm. I think I love them. I really want to go one time. You know, we've done the family suites and we've done them with your parents,
right.
which worked out wonderful for us. But I really want to be able to do them one time as our family of four.
Yes.
You know,
I agree.
Or maybe it's our family of four and one of the girls is bringing a friend.
Yeah.
You know, just to really see what it's like to stay in those.
I agree.
One of the areas that I kind of just leaving off, I guess, and you know, is really Fort Wilderness, because Fort Wilderness falls under, in a sense, two categories. You know, I think the campsites could be considered almost under a value.
Right.
But really, the resort as a whole, I think, has to fit under a moderate. You have the cabins. I think it has a it has an on-property sit-down restaurant.
Right.
It's got a slide at the pool. Right. So really, amenity-based, it falls under moderates. So we may just leave Fort Wilderness kind of to the moderates, I think.
I think it almost falls under its own category because...
It really does.
Because the cabins, sometimes they're really not that badly priced mm-hmm. where it could almost fall under a value with the family suites at Art of Animation.
It could.
Because... I mean, you still have that one bedroom, one, it is a one bedroom, one bath, but you have an entire full kitchen. It does sleep where you could put two people in the bedroom on the queen and then a person each in a bunk because there's two, mm-hmm. there's a bunk bed in there and then two people on the pullout couch. That mm-hmm. is a queen pullout couch. So...
Now, amenities aside and theming aside, floor plan only, what do you like better? The suites at Art,
Art.
Or the cabin? Yeah. That second bathroom. See, I like...
I like the second bathroom, but as
and I like
much
the dedicated bedroom. You know, you're talking about for Art of Animation. You're talking about at the cabin squeezing. If you're a family of four at the cabin...
Four people.
All
in
four
one
people
room.
Are in one
bedroom.
Room to sleep.
Right.
You know, now certainly we could take the bed and push the kids out to the couch, but that almost doesn't make sense. You know?
Right.
So I wish they had the layout.
But as bigger as they are getting, those bunk beds aren't
no.
big and large by right. any means. And I think, unfortunately, Kaylin the last time was kind of
squished
in the bunk yeah. bed.
A little bit.
So. Yeah.
All right. Well, in anything else, I mean, overall, you know, it's going to be interesting as we go on because... My initial idea was we were going to have this long list of pros and then we'd have like one or two con. I think it's a little different for the value resorts. I think there's definitely a very balanced pro versus con with the values.
Yeah.
You know,
but even on the cons, I feel like we still talked about pros on top of the.
No, I agree. Well,
cons,
and what
like,
I like is
it's busy. Yes. Yeah. But I so mean, right. And just, I mean, and then with the buses being busy and just, you know, hop on the app. And yep. I mean,
there's
no
lots
pool
of answers
or,
for the
I
cons.
Mean, there's no pool. Yes.
You know what I mean?
There's no slide, but
short of the slide, that's the cares? Only one that you can't really say, yeah. well, because there's not a slide, here's something you can do. Everything else really, is, you know, I mean, I think you can easily battle it. And honestly, this is one where I think the pros of price built for families. You know, the options of these suites, the refurbs far outweigh the cons.
Mm-hmm.
And to be honest, if I had the option of you and I know we said it's not really for couples maybe, but if somebody gave us the option and said, you can go to Disney for a romantic weekend without your children, but you have to stay in a value or you don't go at all, I'm heading straight to that value and having an awesome time.
You know oh, I mean? Absolutely.
Like, it's not like ever I would not stay
oh,
at the
right.
values with
now,
just
which,
you.
Which value would you pick?
Pop.
Because I actually started to say Art in the suites.
Oh, well, hands down. But again, I'm thinking of, it's as much as.
But then I think, well, we wouldn't need to fold down the Murphy bed.
Oh,
so.
That'd be amazing. But as much as the suites are a value compared to other one bedrooms and suites at Disney, I would not consider it a value for you and I to go away for a weekend.
Yeah.
Because then you're talking about spending $350, $400 a night.
Oh, I thought you were saying somebody was doing this for us and we could just...
I mean, if somebody wants to, I would gladly I would gladly accept it. But no, I would pick Pop. You know, I think of how wonderful it would be to stay in a refurbed studio at Pop and not have to fold down that dang Murphy bed because it's just you and I. That would be awesome. Yeah. We'd go for a couple nights, set up our little podcast equipment on that table, record an episode.
Well, we would not because yeah, you bring could. It and yeah. we never do.
It's, every time I bring it, we never do. It's like right. it's like bringing umbrellas to the park. If you bring an umbrella to the park, it's not going to rain.
Yep.
If you bring podcast equipment to Disney, you're not going to podcast. Basically, I think we've done it once. But do you remember the time we had to record one with the bed folded down at Pop, I think it was, and we just set it up on the corner of the like dresser area?
Mm-hmm.
Like that was a tight space, we'll say. So, yeah, well, we're gonna go ahead and do, you know, we've got a schedule out of some other topics and some reviews and things like that, but we certainly are going to do this for the moderate resorts, the deluxe resorts.
Mm-hmm.
Again, we may do something around the parks. I think there's lots of options for this series of pro versus cons, because I think it is something that's very important. And, you know, sometimes we love Disney, we love everything about Disney, but there certainly are some cons to some things. And mm-hmm. I think our goal is to be able to let people know that, hey, this is something you might encounter, but we'll make sure we always try and give a solution,
mm-hmm.
I will say. Just like, you know, it's no slides. Well, that's okay. Just do some cannonballs. That's our solution instead. I don't think that's really the same thing. But anyway, thank you guys so much for listening. If you have not done so already, will you please subscribe to Main Street Magic? And while you're out there, you can go ahead and subscribe to Capture the Magic and the Diz Dudes as well. And as long as you're out there, will you please leave all of us a rating and review?
Because it helps all of our shows grow.
That's all we've got. We'll see you real soon.